Welcome to our daily inspiration. It's a blessing to be able to look at God's Word and receive encouragement, inspiration. That is something that we need to do each and every day, if possible, and be refreshed by the Word of the Lord each day. The example and topic I want to look at today is Cornelius and his devotion to God. Cornelius, and he's an example. I want to look at his example of devotion to God. It's recorded in Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. And so God heard his prayers and his generosity had come before the Lord. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? So he said to him, Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter, and gave him further directions on how to ask, where to ask for Peter and so forth. Just it's an amazing account here of a man who had such love for the Lord that he feared God with his whole house, and he prayed. He was continually before the Lord in prayer, such devotion to the Lord, and yet he did not know of Jesus. He did not know of the Holy Spirit. He wasn't born again, but he had this love. He wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. And of course, Peter then had his own vision that was necessary to convince him that it's right for him to go. The Lord had to give him a direct command to heed the call and go to the house of Cornelius. And when he got there, he was greeted, welcomed, and everything. And then Peter began to preach. He said, In truth, I perceive God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. And of course, Cornelius, with his family and household, servants and everything, I'm sure were just sitting there just drinking in the words of Peter, just eating up the word of God as it was preached there by Peter. And as soon as as Peter came to the part where it is by faith in his name, in the name of Jesus, that sins can be forgiven, immediately they would have, immediately, I just knew their hearts, in their hearts they knew that, yes, this is the truth. This is what we need. This is what we've been looking for. And their hearts were so open. And because of that, because of their devotion to God and to their hunger for truth, the Holy Spirit just fell on them the way that almost the way that it had at the day of Pentecost. It was poured out upon them. And they began to speak with tongues and to magnify God. And of course, Peter then baptized them and continued on his way. But just an amazing example of what God can do when a man, when a person has a real devotion to God, continually walking with God in prayer, communing with Him, and having a heart for the things of the Lord, as well as we don't want to forget Cornelius. There were two things that Cornelius did that were very noteworthy. One was his generosity to the people, to the poor people, and his prayers to God. And of course, he was not a Jew. He was of the Romans, I believe. So this was a bit unusual for a Roman to have this kind of faith. But his devotion was so genuine, so real, that God chose him as the first of that nation, I believe, to receive the gospel and the Holy Spirit. So let's be encouraged to that it's not just in our acts. It's not in mighty works. It's devotion to God, being before Him in prayer, and continuing in that. And I bless you, and hope that you can be encouraged in the Lord today.